Hello and welcome to Trend Pal with me, Lotta Jagelsastern, and my co-host Martin Lindskog. Hello.
Hello, Lotta.
Good day. We are actually recording in a hotel today. It's called
Hotel Royal.
From the 19th century. It's gorgeous, and the service here has been great.
Yeah.
But just to say, we're glad to be back. We've had a bit of a break, and we've had lots of time to think about how we're going to take this further.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all about market shifts, cultivating new trends. And we have a few areas that we usually cover,
yeah.
Which is
life hack,
mm-hmm. crowdfunding or startups,
yeah.
And
how to unplug.
Right. And today we're actually going to put it all into one.
Mm-hmm. With spotting of a trend.
Yes. So we found this new startup, or it's not a startup, it's more of it's an Indiegogo campaign.
Yeah, like a crowdfunding.
Exactly. And it's called Lunar Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about this current trend that's going on, which is the Internet of Things, where smart devices are connected to your mobile phone. And this is a mattress cover that you put over your bed, who then monitors your sleep cycle, which is nothing new as such, because there are apps out there right now, for example.
Like Sleep Cycle from a company here in Gothenburg,
mm-hmm.
that I've been using. But then you put the phone close to your body, near the, I would say, your head.
Yeah, under your pillow, yeah, don't
under
you?
Under your pillow, yeah.
Yeah. And we haven't quite, well, we don't know exactly what it does to your body.
Yeah.
And I've started to go into the more unplugged side of things. I am trying to have a screen-free bedroom, whereas I don't bring my mobile to bed, I do actually, because I use it as my alarm clock, but I'm going out to buy a new alarm clock. And I also sleep with my Apple Watch, because it's got an alarm on it, which I will also stop. But I've stopped taking my iPad to bed. So I'm working on that. However, this Lunar Sleep is, as we said, mattress cover. And it's really quite clever in the way that it works, that you can even have different settings on different sides of the bed. So you and your partner might have different body temperatures, different time you want to get out of bed. And basically it's all set to your personal preferences, which is really, really cool thing, I think. And it's not available yet. I think there was 11 days left on the Indiegogo campaign. So we'll see where this is gonna land.
You have some that have promoted it and or given good recommendations, and Mark Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
He has said that this is the thing.
Yeah.
So we'll follow that up and see how it goes. The question is, how does it feel to lay on this kind of mattress, do you think?
I think it's, well, it must be very, very thin. Or like the devices, or the, what do you call it? Like the tracks, or, you know, what actually connects you to your device must be very, very slim and small, so you won't feel it. I suppose you put a sheet on top of it. But I was saying, my daughter has got one of those heated blankets in her bed, and that feels really comfortable. So I'm sure this is no difference. It is interesting, I think, how the Internet of Things is becoming, you know, absolutely a part of everything in our life and in our homes. And you wrote an article. No, you didn't write an article. You shared an article on smart washing machines and like kitchen appliances the other week, which was interesting. And as I said, as long as someone can actually pick up my laundry and put it into the machine, I don't see the benefits of that particular one.
And we could jump over to a thing that we'll cover also, events and conferences, and do some kind of reviews of them.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing of that recently was this, what is called, computer...
CES.
CES. We will do what is meaning behind this acronym. But there, the biggest one where, for us, we are now drinking tea here, was the tea kettle. That was some kind of smart gadget. So when you're laying there in on your lunar sleep and starting to waking up because it feels that, then it could give you a signal to start the kettle going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all about smart living these days. And smart working as well, which is another startup that I stumble upon who has it as, well, I have had for a long time, that they only work 4-day weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Here we come back to the unplug thought of Friday should be quality time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of agree that if you work really, really hard, for 4 days, I'm sure that you're actually more productive if you know that you can have some time off at the end, because there's no point working really hard if you're not focused or rested, because you will still perform better so that's something. Don't know why I was talking about that all of a sudden, but
that could be this unplug thing.
Yeah. So what we will do as well in the future is that we thought we'll do 1 week with some trend spotting.
Yep.
And then the following week, we'll actually pick up on some of the buzzwords that we use. And
like life hack.
Life hack, which will probably be next week's topic.
Yep. And we will then chew it and do some analysis of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get something out of it.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, every other week we'll have some new interesting news to share with you, and the following week we will actually explain a little bit more about words and thoughts around that particular topic that we've talked about.
Sounds like a great idea.
Mm. So have you got anything else to add?
I think that's a good thing. We could do a shout out here and say thanks to everyone listening to us.
Yeah, and, thank you.
We welcome you.
And we're glad to be back.
Yeah, we're glad to be back. And also, if you want to be in touch with us, one good way of doing that is through Twitter.
And that is TrendPal.
Yeah.
That is our handle bar.
So please follow us there and keep in touch.
Yeah, and we'll see you again next week, or we'll tune in next week.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.